An estimated 180,000 service members transition to civilian life each year. While veterans play a vital role in our communities and society, Lindsay Streeter, a veteran and senior vice president at Bank of America, tells Star 97.7 they continue to face significant obstacles when entering the workforce.
The main challenge occurs at the front door. It's just taking their military skills, unpacking those skills, and translating them properly into civilian jargon and lexicon, and overlaying those skills with opportunities within that company. Most veterans don't really know how to do that. There's a challenge there.
Streeter says he knows firsthand what it takes to make the transition. Before becoming a civilian employee, he served 31 years with the U.S. Army and in 2023 was named Veteran of the Year by the publication Military Times. Lindsay Streeter served 31 years with the U.S. Army and in 2023 was named Military Times' 2023 Veteran of the Year. Today, he's a senior vice president with Bank of America. Star 97.7 asked Streeter, what types of support and tools transitioning service members need in order to thrive?
I think understanding that hurdle, understanding that the resumes may not contain all the skills that are there, understanding that the veteran does bring additional training and skill sets to the table, they inherently have them, and bringing those skills out, recognizing them, and providing opportunities for the veterans to fit into areas inside the company that really value those said skills.
Streeter says providing veterans with the tools they need to successfully transition into the workplace is key to helping them succeed. He says it's important companies demonstrate they're not only veteran-ready, but veteran-friendly as well. Lindsay Streeter is a highly decorated command sergeant major who served decades in the U.S. Army before transitioning to civilian life and a corporate job. He tells Star 97.7 one thing he learned during the transition is that he needed to interview the company even before they interviewed him.
When I began to examine Bank of America on a referral from a friend, I looked at the company's core mission statement and its values. I knew that I came from the Army, 31 years of service, and I had Army values that not only were instilled in me, but they're part of my very fiber, and I couldn't shake them.
Streeter says he knew right away that those core values meshed perfectly with those of the company. Today, Streeter serves as Senior Vice President of Global Military Affairs, helping others to make the same smooth transition. After 31 years serving in the U.S. Army, Command Sergeant Major Lindsay Streeter transitioned into the civilian workforce. Today, he's Senior VP of Global Military Affairs with Bank of America. Star 97.7 asked Streeter what things his company has done to make such transition smooth and to make military veterans feel valued. Streeter says they made two key hires.
One was a dedicated veteran recruiter that could see through those resumes and extract the skills that may not have been there, and then to meet with hiring managers across the company and to advocate on behalf of those veterans that were applying for jobs.
Next, Streeter says they hired a teammate to work in their life event services office.
That answers the call to a military or veteran family that may be experiencing some sort of crisis or event that's kind of unique to a veteran.
Today, Streeter helps veterans and their families transition out of the military and supports veterans employed by his company.